Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem B'tochein Shir number 35, in Perek Dalid of Shar B'tochein. And we're going to the fifth part of B'tochein, of our B'tochein and duty towards others, in Chayvas Eivarim, involving a person's physical duties of his limbs, Asher Te'alta Meniska Misabra Melzulasei, whose benefit and harm affects someone else. So, in the previous parts, which involve betochin to both what's in the heart and mind and the limbs that may not have a direct impact with other people. Now we're going to discuss the concept of betochin pertaining to mitzvahs that affect other people. For example, tzedakah, charity, which you give to others, meiser, which you give to the levi, or the ani, velimud hachachma, or teaching Torah to others, v'tzavis batayv, or urging people to do good, v'zar meira, or urging other people to avoid wrong behaviors, Lashava Amnis, returned owed money. Lahastir Hasaid, or keeping a secret. Ladabatayv, to speak well of others. Lasastayv, to do kind acts to others. Kibbut of his honoring parents. Vikon Arisham Elalikim, humbling the wicked before Hashem. Vahiris Bnei Adam Darkei Tevasim, teaching people the right way to succeed in their lives. Vlachmel Aniyim, Lachmel Aim, to have pity on the poor and treat them with compassion. Tolerate their insults when you urge them in the practice of service of Hashem. Encourage them with the hope of reward. Or cause them to fear retribution, even though they may respond negatively. So this is pertaining to, again, mitzvahs that you interact with other people. What's the right way to trust Hashem in all these things? Is that you need to keep a proper attitude towards these activities as much as possible, concealed in your mind. In other words, you don't do it for the purpose of recognition and publicity or validation from others. Your motivation should be in your betochen and Hashem and your hope for reward coming from Hashem, not that people will reward you. V'yivachar asayisam, you should consciously choose to do these mitzvahs. And you should make it a focused plan and making that effort. Like we explained, our obligation of free will and to get close to Hashem for that way. Now, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, you need to work on developing the right attitude for it. You try not to let other people know about it because that's sort of self-serving. So you can make a decision in your mind to love doing good things in general. And you want to yearn to do specific mitzvahs. And that requires work that Hashem will help you carry that out. And you should be motivated not because you want to get a name from other people, but rather because you want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem himself. Not to be motivated by the hope of receiving reward. Nor is your purpose by influencing others to try to control them, or to try to exhibit power over them, or to try to have authority over them. So this is the ideal. The ideal is not always achievable, so don't get discouraged if you're having a hard time with it, because we always said that which is a very important yesod. A person should always do Torah and mitzvahs, even if right now you have ulterior motives, because ultimately you'll eventually do it lishma. So if that's the case, what we're saying here is if you're not on the Madrega yet, you didn't hit that level, and you're still doing mitzvahs because you still desire some honor, you should still do the mitzvah because it'll lead to other good things. So when a person can motivate themselves to do good, even if desire is also that I'm going to get money out of it or I'm going to get honor out of it, he should do those mitzvahs anyhow because it's worthwhile. Even if it's done for selfish reasons and not the most healthy reasons, it's still considered an achievement. In other words, a person who does good things because they want that honor, to be given honor, they should do it anyway. They should do it. But as we learn Chayvus Halvavos, as we integrate it, and as we internalize it, we will see that we'll understand on our own the true idealism of being purely motivated by Avodas Hashem. Again, while you're working on it and you still have selfish motivations, you don't stop doing any good thing because of a selfish motivation. You continue to do the good things. This is the way our children learn generally. We give them rewards, right? We give them candy, cake, toys when they're learning well, and in order for them to get rewarded, prizes and all of that is very, very important. But we hope always with the children that ultimately their character will continue to develop. And then ultimately at the end, they won't need that kind of motivation. So we also the same. We may have other ulterior motives in our motivations of doing mitzvahs and good deeds. But nevertheless, we have to really, really do it anyway. And as we work through it, our motivation will come less and less selfish over time. And after committing yourself to do the mitzvah and carrying it out, you should put trust in Hashem to provide you the opportunity to fulfill what you intend to fulfill, according to whatever Hashem wishes to happen after making that attempt. So you're required to make a real attempt. Whatever you decided to do in that mitzvah, you have to make that real attempt. You can't just sit back and say that just because you desire to do something good, now it's up to Hashem to make it available to you. No, you have to get up and look for opportunities to do them. You have to do that hishtadlus. That's a healthy, normal bechira. But even as you look, you realize that looking alone won't help you in and of itself. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Hashem is the one who will find those opportunities for you. And sometimes he will turn the matzav in a different direction than you anticipated. But the main thing is to try. You make up your mind and you try. You have to attempt. You have to try. And then you trust in Hashem, after you made your attempt, that he will give your attempts success. The idea of doing good things and avoiding publicity is very important, as he describes now. Right? You should try to conceal your good activities. For those who don't need to know about it. In other words, it's enough that you're doing good things. So try to your best to make it that no one else knows the good that you're doing. Because when it's concealed, your reward will be greater. More than if it would be known. So even though you don't intend people to know, but if people discover it, it'll reduce your reward. So it's better to remain hidden. What you cannot hide. Remember the principle that we said above, that neither harm nor benefit comes from people, but only with Hashem's permission. So let's say, you did a big mitzvah and you married off a yesaima. You married off a poor girl and you managed the whole wedding and you're walking around all the guests and you're making sure everyone is served. You're doing a tremendous mitzvah. But you walk humbly, which the Navi Micha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Hei says. Humbly, meaning you do it quietly, you provided the bride's wedding expenses, and you walk secretly with Hashem. And what that means is avoid publicity. Now, everyone may know you collected money to make this Yisayim's wedding. But the idea is, yes, everyone knows. But you have to be noyig as if no one knows. And even if your actions cannot be kept secret, you ignore those praises of people and you try your best to think and focus that I'm doing it because of Hashem. Now, if chizik from other people helps you get motivated to do a mitzvah, then you take that chizik, of course. But ultimately, as you grow and you grow and develop, you recognize that the idea is to do a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The kashi galgal habayre al yodei mitzvah, when Hashem brings upon you a mitzvah to perform, you thank Hashem for the benefit that he has given you. Now, as you may be tempted to say, hey, I did a mitzvah, I'm doing Hashem a favor by serving him. But you're not doing him a favor, he's doing a favor for you. You thank Hashem for causing the mitzvah to come to you. That's a matana. It's a big schus. Like a poor man coming to you for a contribution. When you give him that tzedakah, you thank Hashem for that opportunity of giving you tzedakah. Don't think that you're doing a favor for Hashem. On the contrary, he is giving you a gift. He's sending that poor person to you so that you could do this great mitzvah with money, which actually does not belong to you, belongs to Hashem, and you're using it as a pikadon to give it over. Don't delight in the praise that other people give. And don't desire honor because of it. Because that would cause you to become arrogant in your actions. And as a result, your kavana will be spoiled. And it'll ruin your deed. You'll lose your reward. And Vani Yosilavar Zevashari, and you can explain it later in the appropriate shar, which means that you would lose certain rewards. Now, it doesn't mean you lose your reward entirely, by the way. It'll be deducted somewhat. So again, when people know about your deeds and praise it, they mean well, but they're putting you in a difficult situation because it's hard to resist the harmful effects of praise. Now, sometimes you could use that praise to have a karas hatayiv and make you feel good in order to do more mitzvahs and try to do it l'shem shamayim. But recognize in your mind the deepest kavana over here is to do it because Hashem gave you the opportunity to do it. And you thank Hashem for it as best as possible. And that all the good that Hashem allows you to do is all coming from His chesed. That He wants you to have that opportunity. And it's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the idea about betochen when you're doing mitzvahs that other people notice. To really have that intention to do it l'shem shamayim as possible and not be dependent upon the praise that you get from other people. Bracha v'hatzlacha.